Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Oh, welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed find common ground and take it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will you open the door to new understandings, but you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. Now, tonight it's my pleasure to welcome back my friend and colleague, Kat Edwards. Kat and I do a spiritually themed show called The Healing Circle on Sunday nights. And please tune in this Sunday night. The topic is yet to be announced, but it is a talk show format where the callers also get to participate in the discussion. And last week we did The Power of Prayer. It's a different topic every week. And let me welcome Kat after I read her intro. She is a clairvoyant medium, a diploma life coach, a civil funeral celebrant, and a spiritual teacher and mentor, along with being a public speaker, singer, writer, and mom of four. Born in Scotland, Kat moved with her family to Australia when she was 4 years old. As a young child, she became aware of having some spiritual knowledge and began to have her first spiritual experiences at age 5. When she was 15, Kat bought her first deck of tarot cards and started to read for her friends. At age 24, she began to read professionally. Since then, she's gone on to read for thousands of people over the past 17 plus years. We won't let you know exactly how old she is. You know, a woman and a man are entitled to their secrets. Anyhow, as a qualified life coach, Kat is able to mix her spiritual knowledge and abilities with her life coaching knowledge to give you a compassionate, informative, thought-provoking, and guided experience which can be very helpful to assist you in your life direction. She specializes in helping you in your life direction and can see the potential in you even when you can't. Her life's purpose is to honor life and encourage success. That's the life in you and the success that's yours for the taking. She is a guidance-style reader, which means she facilitates messages of support, guidance, and wisdom from spirit to you. Predictions may form a part of the reading process. However, they are not the sole focus. And so let me welcome Kat. We almost didn't meet at the beginning of the show, but she's here, I'm here, and here she is. Kat, how are you tonight?
I'm great, thank you, and thanks for the lovely intro.
Oh, you're welcome. It's always wonderful to have you here, and I'm feeling a little cranked up tonight, so I'm just going to breathe for a minute.
Yes, let's do that.
Yeah.
That's important.
Let's all breathe. Slow, deep breaths. In and out. Just to let the listeners and callers know, I'm going through a major transition in my life. Hence the being cranked up business, but all is well. And I thank you all for your support and for your listenership over the last 8 years. So what Kat and I are going to do, she's going to give readings, but we're going to dialogue in between those readings. So we're not going to be able to get to a lot of you, but the ones that called in first will get the readings. And I haven't talked to any of you yet, so it will be a surprise for who those people are. I hope you all listen carefully, because a lot of times other people's readings will open doors for you as well. We're all in sync, hopefully, and messages from spirit can apply to others as well as the person they're being read for. Isn't that true, Kat?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Often because you'd be amazed at how many people are in parallel at one time and in one place and they don't realize it. And what tends to happen that I've discovered over the years of doing this work is that birds of a feather will flock together and not even realize that they are having the same issues. So, for example, if I'm in clinic and I have four clients in the row, often three out of four of them will have the same life path number. Or, you know, if I was doing a big expo, I'd have a run on, say, nail technicians or people who had the same profession. No, it was always the same thing. A whole run on people who have a similar thing going on in their life. People with relationship problems, you'd have a whole lot of them turn up. People with financial issues, a whole lot of them turn up. And none of them would know each other. They're all strangers to each other. It's just that that's the magnetism, that's divine magnetism. So if there is a message for a person on any of these open forums, think about it and see how it can apply to your life, even if it's just a little grain of wisdom that's being spoken.
Thank you for that, Kat. I always love your insights and your knowledge of spirit, and otherwise you're a very eclectic person, or you have very eclectic interests, and that's one of the reasons I have a real affinity for you. And I'm glad that you were able
to thank you.
You're welcome. I'm glad you were able to talk for a few minutes. My dog was getting into trouble and I had to step away, but I was able to hear what you were saying.
Yeah. That naughty hound.
Yeah, I know. Well, just to let you know, before we, after the show is over, let's talk and pick a topic for Sunday night.
And yes, let's do that.
Yeah, the Sunday night show is U.S. time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern, and where Kat is in Australia, Brisbane area, it is, help me out, Kat.
10:30 a.m. Monday morning, Eastern Standard Time, Australian Eastern Standard Time.
Thank you.
We're both on Eastern Standard Time for our countries.
Right, right. Well, I had a thought and it escaped me, but oh, I know what it was. Folks, Kat is calling in via Facebook. You can hear her, but you need to speak up if she's going to hear you, because what you're saying is going to travel through my telephone, out the speaker, and into the speaker on my computer, microphone on my computer. So please speak up loud and clear. And with that said, shall we take the first caller?
Yes.
Okay. I'm coming to area code 860. You're live.
Hello.
What is your first name, please? Hi.
Hi.
Who am I speaking
Hi, David.
With?
Hi, David.
Oh,
hi, Kat.
Anwa.
Yes. How are you?
Good. I recognize your voice. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Say hi to Kat.
Hi, Kat.
Hello. How are you?
Good. Good. So I have a specific question. Do you see me meeting somebody special in September, October, as far as the relationship is concerned?
Did you hear that, Kat?
I think she said, will she be meeting somebody in September, October, and wanted to know if there was a relationship, or I'm not sure if she said
yes.
She will be or she plans to be.
That's just
well,
as
I would
I
like
heard
to
it.
Be. Yes.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay, well, you know when when we decided upon something, we put the energy out there, and so we begin the attraction process. So, and you feel, I mean, I've only got your voice, and you're in another country in another hemisphere, so I have no idea what you look like, and I've never met you, but you feel like a bubbly, bright energy, and you feel very attractive in yourself. But what tends to happen is when we get that feeling of readiness, then we start to be attractive to other people more than when we have our doors closed and we're not interested. So I found out when I was younger that men are like cats. You know, when you turn around and say, I don't want to touch a cat, I don't want to pat a cat, it then comes to you. But if you say, oh, come here, kitty, it doesn't come. I did find that probably contradicting myself there with the attraction. But yeah, when I put myself off the market, I certainly had my fair share of proposals. But the thing is that I feel a yes, a total complete yes on being attractive and finding somebody to be attracted to you in September and October. Where I feel sort of holding space is it's the limbo of taking the next step, and there's a learning. So I would say there would be a fling. I would say there would be a fling, but I wouldn't say it's the right person. I would say get your rocks off and have a good time. But just be very careful. It feels to me to be a caution, some red flags. Watch out about that person, and, you know, if they're a narcissist or they have a lot of things in the mirror, they're a gambler, or do they have six kids to three different women, or, you know, like, just be careful about what the complication is with that person. Have you written a list of what you don't want in a relationship and then what you do want and the things that you'll compromise on?
Yes,
okay.
I have.
All right. Absolutely. Very specific in that. And then if there's anything that's a deal breaker that comes up with this next person, then it's a deal breaker. Don't compromise on the deal breaker thing. Like, if you don't want somebody who smokes, that's a deal breaker. Like Elaine in Seinfeld. If you don't, you know, if he doesn't smoke but he farts in bed and you can cope with that, well, you know, okay. But you can compromise. Yeah. The fact is that don't compromise on the things that are deal breakers, because I feel like the next one's a fling and you must not compromise, but you will have a good time. There's new opportunities around you and there's new money coming your way.
Okay.
And there's new inspiration and there is a new beginning. But the fact is there's this warning about learning from lessons. So have you learned everything? And because you do have the new career or new money coming and there is a new beginning, be certain that you've learned everything. Because I feel when I look at you, at your energy, when I feel into you, I feel like I want to keep moving forward. And then I feel like I'm meeting somebody on my same vibrational level and who's wanting to increase theirs, and the two of you wanting to increase together. But I feel like a solid foundation is there, a friendship. And I keep having a vision of you dressed quite nicely. You look like you're professionally dressed, or at least dressed for dinner, quite a formal outfit, but beautiful. And you're standing back and you're showing something. And he or she, I'm not sure what you're into, I don't really care. They're quite interested in, but there's a dance, a formal kind of courtship dance of, I'm interested in you, you're interested in me, but we're not revealing it to each other. We're just becoming friends and we're becoming more and more into each other. And then I feel an accidental, whoops, we cross the line and we don't mind. So that, I feel, is coming for you, but not specifically this month. But I do feel that you've got the traction process going, and, yeah, I do see a fling for you, but do not compromise on the deal breakers with that one.
just get your rocks off and know you're still in the game and you're having a good time and keep moving. That one's to remind you that you're still beautiful and you've got it. The next one is more of a friendship that builds into something that becomes a beautiful romance. This one is, woohoo, let's go for it. Okay? I hope you enjoy yourself.
How's that sound, Amla?
Thank you so much. That was beautiful, and it makes all sense. And I've been working on not compromising and not settling, so that makes complete sense. Everything you said, I'm excited. I'm excited for the fall, definitely.
Good.
So I can't wait.
Right. Well, thank
you. Stand in your power.
Yeah, and thanks for calling, Amla. God bless me. Good luck with your book.
Thank you so much, David. Take good care. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks.
Okay. Amla has written two books, and she's working on her third. And let me just ask her again. I forget the title of the first one.
Yes. Hi.
Yes. Hi.
So,
I don't want to butcher it.
No, it's okay. So the book is available on my .com. If you want to look me up, Kat, it's AMLA Speaks, like she speaks to me. So AMLASpeaks.com. And the first book, the name is I Like the Body Part, EYE with a View. And it's based on my being legally blind. Yep. So.
Well, thank you, Amla. Best wishes with your books, honey.
Thank you so very much. Thank you, David. You're great support. Thanks.
Yes, you're welcome. Amla has been a caller at various points over the past couple of years, and I once had her on as a guest. So it's a pleasure to talk to her. I haven't talked to her much over the last years, but she's called in 2 weeks in a row. So good for you, Amla. Kat, you know, we get a lot of questions about relationships. What's that about?
That's about the need for companionship, obviously. That's a human need. We're social animals. But relationships are our biggest teachers. Of all the things that can teach us anything in the world, relationships are our biggest teachers. And we need that feeling of validation which a relationship gives us. We need the other person to tell us that we're good, that we have goodness within us, and that we're worthy, and that we're worth being loved. We are lovable. That is at its core an infant need, and it doesn't leave us. It doesn't leave us from the time that we were little children, having our mother or father hold us and tell us that they love us and that they think that we're wonderful and that they delight in us. That need doesn't change. And there's a psychological way of parenting called the circle of security, and those people listening, your parents might know about it. And it's basically so you're sitting at 12 o'clock on the clock with your child, and then your child runs out to 3 o'clock and 6 o'clock. And when they run out, their emotional cup is full and they feel very good about themselves, and they run off to have a game or a play, but they can still see you. And at 6 o'clock, their emotional cup is beginning to feel a little bit low. So they call to you to have you look at them, and you validate them and look back, and then they feel a bit more secure. And then they swing back around to 9 o'clock, and their emotional cup needs refilled, and they come back to you at 12 o'clock and sit in your lap and have a cuddle and a talk, and then off they go again. As you grow older, your circle of security becomes bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and you may need to only check in with your parents once in a couple of months. But you still need that validation. You still need that one place that is that rock solid, I've got you feeling. Well, as you become an adult, you need to replace your parents with a spouse. They need to be that rock solid, because you have this need to create a new family. So your spouse becomes the parent, obviously not in a weird way. But that's the kind of my understanding of the psychological push and pull of relationship is that you're actually needing that soft place to fall.
Mm.
And so one rock becomes another rock. So the parent figure then steps back and becomes a guide and somebody that you still want to check in with. And if you've got a good relationship with your parent, then you will still check in with them and you'll feel a sense of security because of that. If you don't, then you will have a big wound because of that, because you couldn't check in with them. And then with the spouse, they become the person that you come to, that you can say, you can move away from at 6 o'clock, wave and say, look at me, and then come back to at 9 o'clock and 12 o'clock. It's far more than sex. The sex feels great. It's far more than that. It's about a sense of validation and security, and that's something we all need. The problem for human beings is that a lot of us have these wounds.
Yeah.
And we don't deal with them. We instead transfer the pain onto each other. And so relationships are difficult. And so people get like I did, you know, in my late 20s, I said, no more relationships. I'm celibate. I'm completely off the market. I don't want anything to do with it. I'm just going to have a relationship with myself and my kids. But, you know, I did that, but I still checked in with my parents all the time. So I still had someone there in the background that was my soft place to fall. And that's the thing. I didn't need a spouse. I already had a security base. So I think, does that make sense? That's my understanding.
It makes perfect
sense. From the education I've received.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. And you read my mind as to one of my questions. The other question I have for that was about people that have had scarred backgrounds and how that plays into quote-unquote adult relationships. But the other question I had for you is this. There are many callers that call in repeatedly asking the same question, and they seem to come up on empty because they come back again dipping into the well. What would you say to somebody that may have been disappointed because they've been told they would find that relationship in the coming year or whatever period of time?
Okay, so let's pair it back to a simple exercise of holding a wet piece of soap in your hand. You really, really, really want that wet piece of soap. You need it and you're holding it and you want it, but it keeps slipping. Or holding a cup of sand in your hand. You pour the sand into your hand and only so much can stay. The rest flows away. It's because of the absolute... And look, before I continue, desperation, the absolute desperation, I fall into this trap with things that I need as well in my life. And then I pair back and go, all right, yeah, shoot. I had to remind myself of that. When you really, 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 really desire something and you're not listening to the advice that you have around you because you really desire it and it becomes an obsession, you push it away. It becomes too slippery to hold.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes like sand and it falls through your fingers. The key is to listen to the advice if you've gotten it and do something about it. Don't keep calling readers or going to readers and getting the same advice or similar advice and then walking away and saying, well, they're not right. I'm going to find it my own way and then continue to... not find it because it's not coming to you because you're not listening. You're not listening to your inner being. You're not listening to the advice that you're being given and you're coming up with nothing. So if you really, really want a relationship, the best thing to do is to stop looking outside of yourself and to look within and start working on yourself because you become the most attractive when you're happy. And the only way to be happy is to work on yourself and find things about yourself that you enjoy. So look at developing talents. Look at helping others. Look at exercise. Look at being the best that you can in your job. If you hate your job, do the best you can in it and look for another one while you've still got the job that you originally had. If you don't like where you're living, look at how you can change your environment. Overhaul your life and begin to become happier and happier, and stop worrying about a relationship. Let the relationship come. Say to yourself, I'm attractive and I know that I will find somebody, but I also know that that person's looking for me and they will find me. And that's part of the key as well, is they will find me. It's not just you seeking them. They also need to be seeking you. So the happier you are and the more beautiful you are on the inside, that will radiate. I mean, you can have a face only a mother would love, but I'm telling you now, if you've got a beautiful heart, the most stunning woman with the most beautiful heart herself will overlook it. And the most gorgeous man with a beautiful heart himself will overlook whatever kind of face you've got. And they will see the beauty within you and want that, especially if they've been, you know, going out with people who are pretty on the outside and ugly on the inside. They'll be looking for that beautiful heart. They'll be looking for that kind person. They'll be looking for the kind of love that makes them feel like they're being loved for who they are, because that's what they're going to certainly do for you. And they're out there. Beautiful people are out there, beautiful on the inside people. There's only so many people in the population that are actually physically beautiful, especially after a certain age. But the key is the beauty on the inside. Keep nurturing it. That's the goodness. And that's what everybody's seeking, don't you think, David?
Absolutely. And I think you probably have provided just the kind of information that at least a third of the callers might be looking for tonight. So I thank you for that, and I'm sure they're grateful whether or not they get to speak with you. Let's go on to the next caller. Are you okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay. Area code 216, I'm coming to you. And what is your first name, please?
My first name is Sharon. Hello.
Hi, Sharon. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Great. Well, speak up a little bit, Sharon, so Kat can hear you.
Can you hear me better now, Kat?
Yes. How can I help you, Sharon?
You know, why don't you just, whatever you're picking up, you do the best when you do that. Then I won't ask a question. Just any messages you get, how's that?
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Okay, Sharon, you're coming to the end of a difficult situation, and there's an important achievement that's around you. And there's been a lot of willpower that's taken you there, a lot of self-discipline to take you to the end of this situation. But there is recognition for it. Now, there is also within yourself the need to listen to your own inner being and your own truth, and I feel like flashes of knowledge that maybe are ignored. Like I knew that, but I didn't do anything about it. Oh, I felt that, but I didn't think, I didn't see it. That sort of I should have feeling. That's a new relationship with yourself that is really coming through. Start to listen to that and recognize it. Stop. A benign example is the other day, I went to make myself a bowl of cereal and I walked towards the pantry and I didn't know why, and I got there and went, oh, I don't know why I'm here, and walked back towards the bench where I had my bowl of cereal with the soy milk in it, and I got a flash of knowledge in my mind, I had to use honey. And I went, oh, I don't really like honey in my cereal. Why would I have to use honey? And then I went to get the sugar and there's no sugar left and there was none in storage either. And I went, oh, that's why I have to use the honey. So I got the honey.
I see what you mean.
And that's been a completely benign example of my own intuition jumping ahead. I live with three other adults and two kids, so the adults would be the people that would be controlling the sugar, and so it's highly reasonable for me not to know how much sugar was there, especially as I don't actually use it very much. I only use it in the morning. That's it. So, yeah, for me to not know how much sugar was in the house is quite reasonable. But that was my intuition saying, no, there's no sugar. You need the honey. You'll be getting that a lot. You need to listen to this more. It will help you step out above the others. And you'll be far more in control and you'll get to the end of the situation quicker. Now, test yourself. When you get the feeling, just go with it. For example, I was in a car park. There's two car parks in a shopping center. I pulled up in one of them and I suddenly saw rose color in my mind's eye, and I got this heartfelt drawn feeling, like I was drawn out of where I was physically. And I said to my little child that was in the car with me, I want to go and park in the other car park. I pulled into the other car park, and my adult son walked into the car park. He'd been walking to the shops by himself. And that was my intuition drawing me to the other place, and that there we'd meet. When you listen to it, suddenly things get a little bit easier and you start to feel like you've got the edge. This will take you to the next level, and whatever the situation is, that does feel more like it's to do with work than it does to do with home. Does any of that make sense?
Oh, it sure does make sense. It's at my job. I got a new job at the beginning of the year, and I love it. And we're going back into the office in January. They just extended my contract. They want to keep me till the end of January. I want to become permanent. So I am just working so hard. My boss wants to hire me permanently, but there's rules. It's a huge company. She doesn't have all the say. So I'm just taking it step by step. But that will be an accomplishment if they hire me permanently. The benefits will be better. But yes, it is work. It's not home. My home is fine. Well, you know. As it can be.
Yeah.
You're right, it is career.
Keep your relationships at work. The other thing that I'm getting is just keep your relationships at work nice and civil and friendly, but don't bring them into your life, because I feel a warning in my heart about someone at work who's a bit of a bully and in an insidious way. So I would feel and things that they say can be contrived. So I feel like I want to step back and listen to, and maybe that's why I keep getting that, you've got to listen to your intuition. You navigate it's your career, it's your life, and it's your relationship with that business. And, you know, you need them as much as they need you, because you're part of the ecosystem that makes the money. And it doesn't just make the money for you and for the boss. It makes the money for a whole lot of other people who are contracted to that business in other ways, the cleaning staff, you know, all these people. There's people in the takeaway store make the sandwiches. All of these people matter to that business as much as that business matters to them. And so I would say to really, next time you go in there, it's the weekend, so sit back and just take the business out of your head on the weekends. Focus on things that you love and listen to yourself all the time. Like, get the good feeling. I got the good feeling to do this. I got the good feeling to do that. I got the good feeling to pick that apple and not that one. Always go with these good feelings. And then when you go back in there, sit back and watch the show a bit. Start to becoming more aware of the personalities. See who's doing what. Listen to what people are saying. Know who to avoid. It's the one that you have to avoid that will trip you up to get the permanency. So avoid them. Give them nothing. No energy. And make sure you're triply removed from anything that they have to do, you know, signatures and whatever they have. Always write down conversations and take notes on conversations, that sort of thing. You'll get ahead and they won't. I feel like I'm trying to find the words. Like I want to jump into your life and hold you and steer you. I feel really like I want to make sure. It feels I can't find the word where I want to punch through the barriers for you myself, and take I'd like to take this element away, but unfortunately that's business, that's people, and the agitators are there to help everyone grow. So just treat them like that. Oh, you're the agitation that makes the cake rise, because without the agitator, you don't get the oxygen into the cake and then it doesn't become fluffy and rise. Oh, so just, you know,
true.
Leave them at that. You're going to do very well. Don't stress. Just love on yourself and go with the good.
Well, Sharon, that's about all the time we have, honey. Is there any final word you want to say?
You're very accurate. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Sharon.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's good to hear
Thank
your
you
voice.
Thank you.
Yes. God bless. You know, it's this would be a good time to let people know how to contact you, Kat. I mean, obviously your readings have spoken to the two callers that we've just had, and Kat is a very intuitive, perceptive person who especially is blessed in helping you with life direction. She does a lot of spirit life coaching, and so even though her website is down, you can contact her at Facebook. You want to elaborate, Kat?
Yeah, my Facebook page is Kat Edwards, Life Coach and Spiritual Professional. So Kat is spelt with a C, C-A-T, Edwards, Life Coach and Spiritual Professional. And, yeah, my website is down. You won't find it. That's because I tried to move it.
Oh.
I've never been successful in getting it going again. So that with the whole COVID situation, I just decided to do a few different things and be mainly out of frustration of trying to get my website moving again. So Facebook is the place to find me, and just shoot me a private message. You can find me at Kat Edwards on Facebook on my profile. And, Kat Edwards, Life Coach and Spiritual Professional is my Facebook page.
And I should mention, Kat obviously is a very spiritual person. So are her prices. So, you know, if you're looking for something that's reasonable and you want a really accurate reading, contact her at Facebook. Kat, one of the things you said, you were talking about the should-haves, and that's a form of beating yourself up. Would you like to elaborate on that?
Oh, yeah. I've heard that I should have, you know, that regret, that's what we're talking about. There's two sides to the should. There's the I should have and the you should have.
That's
now, the you should have, I learned about a long time ago. And that happened when somebody told me what decision I should make, a life decision that I should make. I was really young and I didn't really know what I was doing, and I relied on the advice of somebody else. When it all turned crap, that person turned around to me and said, well, you should not have listened to me. And I very quickly learned that the you should do this, you should do that from others is not giving advice. So if you find somebody who says that to you, that's not the person to listen to. That's the person who's sitting in some sort of judgment and thinks that they know better, but they're not actually really looking at the bigger picture for you. They don't give a shit about the bigger picture for you. They just think that they can tell you what to do. Then you go on to the I should have. Well, that's the regrets. And you can beat yourself up with them quite easily. I went through a stage about 10 years ago when a lot of truth was being revealed to me about things that were difficult in my life and I didn't know why. And then the answers were revealed. And when that happened, the regrets became like a broken record, and I should have done this, I should have done that, I shouldn't have done this, I should not have done that, really smashed me. And there is only one way through that. It's to be in the present. It's to see the goodness that's around you and say to yourself, I did this right. I did that right. I did this right. I did that right. That decision led me to this, which is good. So it could be, you know, not on a life scale, you know, like that decision I made when I was 20 sent me into a life of having to clean toilets for a living, for example, or deal with people that complain all the time. You know, now I'm an ombudsman, or whatever the thing is that led you into a direction that you're then regretting. You can turn it around, reframe it, and say, well, that decision I made when I was 24 to jump on that bus that then ended up crashing, even though I lost a leg and now I have half, I only have one breast, and maybe I have an acquired brain injury, even though all these things happened, I would not have met these lovely people, and I would not have this place to live, and I would not have had these good things happen if I hadn't had that bad experience. So you need to reframe it, otherwise you'll go mad. You will literally go mad, and you'll be in the past all the time, and no one will want to talk to you because all your conversations about the past, and there's nothing you can do about the past, absolutely nothing. It's done. So instead, you notice the good. All your conversation is about the good and in the present. You know, like, oh, it's really good. I went to that shop and I bought underwear that really fits me well. That was so good. You know, it's a stupid thing to talk about, but hey, if you've got nothing else to talk about. I was in the car with my partner. We see each other constantly. We're at home every day and we're driving along. And I thought, I want to talk to him, but I don't know what to say. So I said, you know, it was warm enough today that I didn't have to blow dry my hair. Because there's a good thing to say. He doesn't want to hear me talking about narky things that I don't like. And he went, oh, that's good. I said, yeah, it is. I usually have to blow dry it to keep my scalp warm. Otherwise, it's cold for hours because Australia's in winter. Well, we're coming into spring, but it's quite cold. It's cold for us, I will say. The I shoulds and the you shoulds. They have no place in the sane mind. You have, and the sane mind has to be a guarded mind. It has to be. Otherwise, you'll end up on a track that you don't want to be on, in a place that you don't want to be, and those I shoulds and you shoulds will just keep smashing you over the head. Does that make sense, David?
Yes, it does. I'd like to make one comment and then take another call. It seems like it all comes down to self-love and being present. And I don't know if you have anything that you'd like to add briefly to that, and then I'd like to go on to the next caller.
Oh, well, I absolutely agree. You summed it up. It's self-love and being present and being guarded against self-hate.
Mm. All right. Well, I want to let the callers know that many of you called in the first second. So if you're wondering why I'm not getting to you, that's the reason. Area code 510.
Chicken burger and cheeseburger. Okay.
Hello?
What is your first name, please?
Hi, my name is Tasha.
Hi, Tasha. Do I have your name right?
Yes, you do.
Okay. Say hi to Kat.
Hi, Kat. I want to see what any messages you get from me, and thank you.
Okay. Hi, Tasha. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Quiet for a moment while I focus in. Okay. So, Tasha, there's, and this seems to be a theme with the callers. Remember at the beginning of the hour, we said that there's a theme with people.
Here we have, again, another person with a big change in their life. And Tasha, you've got a change coming up. It's a significant life event. And there is some truth revealed that will help to bring this situation to a head. But there feels a lot of contentment and gratitude and joy around it and big opportunities, an opportunity for you. But there's also... There's been a time of rest. There's been a time of evaluation and maybe even a sort of meditative time to make decisions. So this isn't a big all of a sudden step. This is a step that's been thought about. But it's a positive step, and I feel it's going to take you to the next level in your life. When I focus on the change in your life, I see a sunny day, which means to me that I see a quite a positive lifestyle, and it does feel like I'm going for a lifestyle change. One of the reasons I'm saying that is because I see like broad water, ocean or lake, big water, body of water, a sunshiny day, and a boardwalk, and so there's a lifestyle feeling to this. There's like glasses ching together. It feels good. There's also an emptiness. The emptiness is not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing at all. It's an emptiness of all the waste. All the waste that is no longer there. Like you've had a house full of stuff and you've gotten rid of it. Now there's only the bare basics. It's that kind of emptiness. It's a good emptiness.
Oh, good.
It's like an empty tummy ready to be filled with a nourishing meal, where you feel hungry but not in pain hungry, where you feel content when you've had the meal but you still got a little bit left over for dessert. It feels quite lovely. I feel energized.
Okay.
Now I don't see that you're on your own either. The life event or change feels like there's family and friends on board. And I don't see you on your own at all. I feel like there's support around you. And I'm wondering if you're going to actually leave wherever you're living and move state or at least move house or country. It just feels like I'm going away from one region to another. And I'm looking for houses, and when I look, I see the first one, I see the second one, I see the third, and then I make a decision. But I'm not like, crap, which one? I'll go take any. I feel like I'm in a position where I can take what I want. So it feels quite good. I just would wish you a lot of joy and happiness, but don't be afraid to let go. Don't be afraid to surrender, and don't be afraid to let go of things, especially belongings. If you know that the past are used by date for you and that someone else could use them, just give them away, because there's more coming to you. There's in your life and in your lifestyle, there's far more coming to you. And there's an increase in knowledge too, like whether that's training, informal education with audio books or reading, there's an increase in knowledge coming to you. And are you professional woman now? Do you have a profession?
No, I was a nurse, a medical nurse assistant, and a certified nurse's assistant, but I didn't get a chance to work because I didn't have enough experience.
Oh, okay. Well, increase your training. So if you can, get back into training and bring yourself up a couple of notches. I feel like you've got quite a positive path ahead of you. You've just got to put the energy into yourself and really think about it, you know, and that could be that period of time that I'm seeing where there's a lot of meditation, and
You know, meditation can take on any form. It doesn't have to be sitting cross-legged with your fingers pinched saying Om. Study can be a form of meditation because you're bringing in knowledge and you're ruminating on it and understanding it so that you can then apply it. And then at that point, you've got a leaping off place. You can start looking at where you want to be and what you want to do with your life. So I hope that you do well and good luck with that, Tasha.
Okay, thank you.
All right. We're going to take one more call, but I just wanted to put in another plug for Kat because, you know, you're just getting snippets tonight. She's being very generous with them, but to get a full reading from her is an amazing experience. I've had that happen, and she goes deep, you know. She goes deep, and she tells it like it is, and for me, I needed to hear that. And I think we all do. Some of us are afraid. You know, it's like that saying, the only thing to fear is fear itself. And too often we pigeonhole ourselves into corners by our fear. And we're not going to move forward. We aren't. Sorry, I have Tasha's mic. That's all right, Tasha. No problem. That was my fault. So let's take one more caller, Kat, if you're up for it.
Okay.
Okay. Area code 775, you're live. What is your first name, please?
Hi, thank you. My name is Wendy from California. Hi, David and Kat.
Hi, Wendy.
Hi, Wendy.
Please be brief because we're coming to the end of the show. What would you like to hear?
All right. Thank you. I am potentially able to continue getting money through group insurance from my employer for my medical condition. They are going to dismiss me before the end of the month, probably, or very soon. But I can continue to get group insurance until October of 2021. That requires that I get periodic notes from my doctor, nothing fancy, just stating that I'm not well enough to do my job. My current doctor, she's been unkind to me. She did write me off through January 28th of next year. Will she write me off again, or will I have to go to a new doctor, and will a new doctor continue to help me through October 2021?
So I just need to understand that the first doctor wrote a note until January or July 2021?
January 28, 2021. And but I'll need more notes every few months from whoever my doctor is so that I can continue through October 2021. So will
okay, I understand.
The same doctor?
I just didn't know if it's January or July.
She gets it, Wendy.
Yeah, I understand. So your doctor has a legal obligation to review you. That's a legal obligation. If you feel that the healing process is going to take a long time and you know that by January 28th, 2021, you're still not going to be well enough to go back to work, then just do the healing process. Don't stress about it. If you know that you'll heal by then, then you can go back to work. What is the issue? Don't you want to go back to that employer or that work? I think you need to ask yourself that question. Because your body will heal. It's set up to heal, and she has a legal obligation to review you. That's part of the process. There's three reviews that have to happen along the pathway. And is she against you, or is she just making sure she's ticking all the boxes?
Well,
there's a good confidence in yourself here. And there's also joy and contentment and a pathway forward in your life. But then there's this need, time to heal and to forgive yourself and others. And that's your stumbling block. Because I don't want to sound rude, but it feels like you want to take all that, 18 months off, and you're trying to get your doctor to agree to that. What I'm trying to get you to understand is that she's just doing a job, and that there isn't the emotion in it that you're feeling. There's just the fact of the matter.
Yeah.
There's three reviews that have to be done in accordance with that insurance. That healing time is a time for you to really love on yourself. Really think about what you want to do. It's a gift. So you've got several months until January right now. Enjoy. There'll be pain and you'll need to sleep and all of that. That's all part of the healing process. But enjoy and love into yourself and what you want to do, that and make that this time a positive time for change. Don't stress about will she sign me off for the next 6 months and then the following three. Don't worry about that so much. Let yourself love into yourself and allow the universe to open the next door. You've been removed. Why have you been removed from that other employer? They're still paying your wage, but you don't have to work for them. That's a gift.
This time that you have in your life is a gift.
Tired of waiting for me to get well. Okay. So my concern is important, Wendy,
not to interrupt a reader when they're reading. And we've run out of time. We need to wrap things up. I hope you have gleaned something from the reading that Kat's given you. And thank you for calling. Good night.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, Kat. Well, you know, sage words always. I really enjoyed the readings myself, and they spoke to me at a certain level, as your readings always do. And I'm gratified that most of the callers stayed on the line even when they knew the last person was coming up, which speaks volumes to the credibility that you have as a reader. And so I thank you for that.
Well, thank you for giving me the opportunity to be on the show, and I would like to personally thank Omar, Sharon, Tasha, and Wendy for calling in. It was a great honor to read for them all.
That's wonderful. You are a very gracious person, and thank you for that. I appreciate your grace in my life. So once again, we come to a close. Let's pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, everybody. And God bless.